So where did you get these samples from in Arizona?
This one was particularly from the Grand Canyon. As you can see, this fine red regolith is a result of oxidation, millions and millions of years of oxidation. That's a fancy word for rust, right? Your bike gets rusted if it's exposed to oxygen and water. We all know that the Grand Canyon, millions and millions of years ago, was a big ocean. So can we use this as cement if we find the proper bonding agent? And this here is hematite, which is it's an iron ore. It's very heavy. And can we grind this with a particular bonding agent and make cement?
That's really cool. So the idea is that astronauts would be able to make houses entirely with the material that's there on Mars.
That would be the most economical because rockets are can only bring so much. So we need to, just like early explorers and during the frontier times, we actually have to use the resources that are available to us on the red planet. For example, we cannot live on the surface of Mars because of the radiation hazards and the thin atmosphere is susceptible to the dangers of micrometeorites. So do we live underground or can we use the resources there, including hematite, the regolith, and can we build, right, upwards? Can we make cement out of the regolith that's there? And that's the primary goal, is for me to take back some of this material that we collected. We're going to grind it down. We're going to run it through the spectrometer, see what elements are there. I have the material. Now, is there some type of bonding or chemical agent on the Martian surface that we can use to grind this up, make a cement, and start building habitats using the resources there?
What would you say are the biggest challenges to getting people to Mars, either physical or maybe psychological?
It is, from a psychological perspective, very difficult. These first missions to Mars are going to be small spacecraft, 4 to 6 maybe crew members. They're not going to be these massive spacecrafts like you see in the movies, The Martian or something. So I tell my students, if you want to go to Mars, the best training for that is I want you to go home tonight. I want to get into your mom's minivan, black out the windows, and I want you to sit in that minivan for 8 months, okay? Oh, by the way, no Wi-Fi, no texting, none of that stuff. Just bring a couple of books. And they'll go, what? That's crazy. I'm like, well, that's what it's going to be like, right?
Given all of those difficulties, why go? Why do you think it's important that we go?
Well, there's different reasons. First, as a species, humans, if we were to live long term, we would have to. Earth does have a lifespan, right? Mercury had a lifespan and it died long ago. Venus had a lifespan and it died long ago. Earth also has a lifespan. And depending on where you look, that lifespan could be about 200 million years to about 2 billion years. That sun will expand outwardly, right? Eventually become a red giant and adios Earth, right? Earth will be a nice fried little planet. We think Mars will survive the expansion of the red giant. So humans would have to leapfrog further and further out to the solar system in the next few thousand years if we're to survive as a species. And then the second one is from an adventure, from a frontier perspective. Humans have always expanded outwardly, right? And so if you put those two together, space is the next destination for us.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.